Let's also thank him. He was with me in Togo. I was told by Chandel about those two apologies, Porter and Robertson. And then I see there's a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Finance from Mpumalanga. She just appeared and then walked out. Madam Twain. Now, I know what to do. I'm not going to ask questions. In fact, I think it's just unfortunate. I'm not sure what's going on. People are out there doing all sorts of things. It is that time of the year. It's not the festive season. It is the least processing. And it looks like people are want to ensure that they're on the list. And so coming here is a threat to their chances of being on the list. And I suspect that's basically the point. We don't see some people here now. And, what I will have to do then is to appeal to the powers that be to write letters and make assurances as the powers that be. I can't make assurances myself, I think, to people who want to be in the list from the Eastern Cape. So if the powers that be make assurances, I suspect they might then take the risk of coming to this meeting. Welcome, Madam Twain, Chairperson of Finance in that province. Madam Twain, you come at a time when I was just saying maybe some of my colleagues are not here because BGMs are sitting and people do not want to take chances if they are not in the meetings. Apparently they suspect people would not nominate them. And I thought it's not about being in the meeting, it's about doing your work properly, that people would nominate you. If you do your work and do your work well, surely people would nominate you. If you don't, well, that's something else. Well, our colleague is coming in from Gauteng. I'm just told then one member could not get a flight. He really wanted to be here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 5. So, Zuma, coming at a time when we want to wind up. Because we're dealing with a critical piece of legislation. It's a 76. Now, being a 76 means that your quorum is 6 provinces. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Free State is only 1. You can't count it twice. Mr. Khotu and myself are the Free State. Yeah. Northwest, KwaZulu, Gauteng, and Free State, and Mpumalanga. The only thing we can deal with is the money bill that we can pass now. Is that ready, Advocate Jenkins? I think that's the only thing we can deal with after having then dealt with the money bill. And in fact, I'm not sure whether then the FFC would want to be part of that discussion. Right, in terms of the FAPL then, let me just say the following. But clearly, it looks like it's not going to proceed now. until a miracle happens. If somebody walks in, one or two people walk in from the other provinces, we might proceed. If they don't, we can't proceed. Precisely because part of the problem is that those provinces would be left out in terms of the briefing. They would be left out in terms of the briefing. But then secondly, it means that I want to appeal. I already see somebody from the Chief Whip's office, Edwin Conroy, just to urge the Chief Whip to write to the whips or the Chief Whips of the other provinces that are not represented here to prioritize this thing. So that if another date is set, I think this one is going to be taken back a bit in terms of the FAPL, precisely because of that problem. We can't brief only these provinces that are here. Every province must be briefed so that the discussions must then take place in the provinces appropriately, the 76. So I do want to say, just as a mandate to Dr. Conroy from the Chief Whip's office, do ensure we will write a report ourselves from this side, just to send to the chairperson of the NCOP. They are all keen that this piece of legislation is passed speedily. Everybody, that is the power that be, by the way. And this is why they've been able to give us this opportunity to meet today until we finish. Now, as I was then saying, Zulu, maybe some people feel that they would not make it in the DGMs and list processes, and so they don't want to take chances. And so there must be amongst the branches as nominations are taking place. And here we are. And so I'm asking the Chief Whip again. Togo and Zolani will give the names of those provinces and those people that are not here, so that the Chief Whip who may assist us. I'm not sure when we're going to convene again for the FAPL. I don't know. I am not sure. Madam Robinson?
Thank you, Chair. I'm just concerned about the process and that it is taking so long. You know, this sort of thing should have been finalized a long time ago. And we're just compressing everything and we're not giving due attention to what should be done. We're already so late. Many people are involved with other processes. As you said, we do ours over the weekend, so we're here, up and wakker and ready, you see, so we're sorted. I think you must do your weekend work too. But jokes aside, can this not wait until the first week of January? I mean, how much more can be done now? We're coming back on the 2nd of January. We're reporting for duty, so perhaps everybody else should be too.
Yeah, Chair, I think that if we take the 2nd of January, it would be useful so that the DA comes here and whilst we're busy campaigning in the Western Cape to take over the Western Cape. It would be nice. But, Chair, on a more serious note, I think there's a clear program that I received. I suppose that other members, even those members who are not here, did receive, and all of us received that program. And that program was communicated to the speakers by the chairperson of the NCOP. Now, if we miss one day, like we're going to do now, I think it's going to create problems in terms of that program. So that's why I agree with Madam Robinson that maybe my suggestion would really be that if we're postponing now, I mean, other people have really those of us who are here have sacrificed today to come here. But maybe rather we would, today is Tuesday, maybe we say Thursday this week, because I think that the idea is to try to finalize this deal as quickly as possible. I don't know, but my suggestion was that maybe we come back this week by Thursday. Thursday we're supposed to be briefing the province. Instead of going to brief the provinces, everyone comes here. But we ensure, like you say, Dr. Conroy is here from the chief's office, we try to ensure that all the people who are supposed to be here are here. All, in fact, all the provinces are represented, let me put it that way.
Yeah, no, no, thanks, Chairperson. I think it's not only this particular bill that we are trying to rush. I don't know why. There's also the NYDA. That one is done in a very miraculous fashion. But one thing that is critical is that if you have timetables with regard to what is it that is going to happen until we go to elections, it would make it easier for us to say this is the deadline and work towards beating that. If you are a very practical person, you'll have a sense that in the second week of February, Parliament might be dissolved. Well, I know what's going to happen, but I'm not talking details, but I'm just saying might be dissolved. And if you check, maybe just 2 days after the finance minister has tabled the budget, and at that time when it gets dissolved, we've not approved, you go to elections, you don't even have an approved budget. So there are many things that are going to be condensed after that particular period, so it's going to be very serious. Considering that maybe in the last week of January, plenary may start, it may then require that instead of doing it maybe, say, around February, as suggested, maybe immediately when this thing starts, you do it so that you'll be in time. Because some of us want to implement this thing during this financial year. We know some people have been sitting on it for a very long time. So, because in our province, some of us, with or without it, we are going to go that route. Us first, the rest will follow.
Madam Kunu, Madam Tweni.
You are not a chairperson now. I'm speaking to a commander. If you blow your horn and say tomorrow, let us assemble here for this important task, I think you, as a commander, you may do that. I mean, tomorrow is open. And we have got to be serious about our work. Everybody is concerned about this and everything, but work is work. We promise to serve the people in the service to the people first. Tomorrow is open. You are the commander.
Well, I really do command a bit brutally, and I love to be a commander. And Madam Swin.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And I hear what my colleagues are saying about tomorrow, about Thursday, and about January. But Chairperson, we're not sure that if we say tomorrow, people will come, or if we say Thursday, maybe us who are here will be the ones who are here again. So because of that, Chair, I don't think I'll agree with it, because if even the letters they've written to us, they were commanding themselves. They were saying that all of us must be here. But unless I'm assured that everybody will be here tomorrow, I can sleep over and be here tomorrow, and that says all of us will be here, I will. But for now, I don't think it's possible.
You see, because part of the problem is that provinces must also prepare for the briefing sessions. Now, it means you must then push that back, for instance. I have a lady here who has come because she was phoning me this morning, saying, Mr. Khalani, Thursday, are you going to be in the Free State? I said, then, Madam Basson, come to this meeting so that when that decision is taken, you are clear yourself. Now, she was also then raising another angle. And that angle would be, would the committees in the provinces also then correct? That's another matter. Whilst that could be a problem this side, would you also have quorums in the provinces, for instance? And so the same issues we are all worried about, because part of the big issue is that a negotiating mandate and even a final mandate must go through the sitting of a provincial legislature. Would therefore a provincial legislature sit in the provinces to give these mandates? That's another matter to consider. But then for now, the first issue, you know, the powers that be had said to me, let's just process this law and not consider a plenary, because plenary is not our power to convene. And therefore a plenary would be convened somewhere in January. But unfortunately, again, we also cannot proceed as we are, because it means some other people are not here. But also proceeding with this legislation is not a 75, as I was saying. We can just do that. If it was a 75. And so clearly, therefore, there are these problems that we are faced with. Now, part of the problem is that I have a submission from the Secretary of Parliament, and I do want copies for everybody just to have a look at what the Secretary of Parliament is saying, because she also has his own reservations. He did say to me about the legislation as is. And so we need those submissions incorporated into this piece of legislation. We have I suspect these are men and these gentlemen are from the people's budget. They've got a submission to make, the people's budget. No, this one is for the money bill, not the FABR. And then the Auditor General has submitted their submissions to us. The FFC are also making some fundamental issues in respect of the FABR. Now, some people seem to want that we must rubber stamp this bill as is. Now, in the context of all of the submissions I'm talking about, it means that would be problematic. The AGs, Secretary of Parliament, the FFC, the Speaker's Forum have their own submission as well. Now, I am not sure then. We've got 2 days, tomorrow and Thursday. Madam Tsweni is cautioning us. She does not want to waste money. She does not want to stay in Cape Town overnight. And yet, everybody is not here tomorrow. Mam Tsweni was saying, I must command. It's a democracy, Mam Tsweni. In a democracy, you don't command. You see, if I was in a military establishment, everybody would be here now. But because we're in a democracy, people are not here because they're exercising their democratic rights. And so that's the issue. Now, Thursday would be the only option. Now, the issue she is raising is you might also want to consider this delegation that is from Midrand. And so how are you dealing with those things? It is this same committee that's going to knuckle the FFC for whatever spending. Again, ourselves are going to be pushing them. Why have you overspent, etc., etc.? The FFC Act does not allow an overspending. we've overspent because we've traveled to Cape Town to your meetings that were called off, etc., etc. How do we deal with that ourselves? I'm just saying there's a whole range of things to consider. Then there is the money bill that we have here. I'm not sure what do we do now. Assist me, Robinson.
We are sitting with a dilemma because, you know, I've got further problems. You know, I made myself free today, but I've got problems next week. So however we're going to move things on, there are going to be difficulties for us. And I do remember seeing this on the program a couple of weeks ago. It should have been finished then, you know, and I just sort of want to say, well, why didn't we do it? I mean, there's a lot on at the moment. So can we not have an informal briefing? And, you know, I know it's not, we won't have any standing, but at least we will hear opinions and we can be informed about it. And then perhaps just come back for a very brief meeting where we can, you know, just be present.
Still, the informal discussion would disadvantage those that are not here. I'm saying if we do it now, it would mean if all of them come back again, we've got to start over and over. And Advocate Jenkins has been talking about this for some time now. He started at the Portfolio Committee, came back to us, I think twice. Yes,
no, Chairperson, I think maybe what should happen, I know in the Free State tomorrow we are having a sitting. I know on the 3rd and on the 4th there's this review of the criminal justice system. Apart from the BGMs that I must run, we have some 2 weeks to finalize this particular process. But because I am disadvantaged, I can then talk for Free State to say, for sure Free State there will be someone. Unfortunately, they've made me a chief whip, so I have some it's borrowed until some 3 days or so to come. So I'm just citing an example that we are having programs that are standing, but we are willing to do anything possible to make sure that this particular thing succeeds. If I'm to make an example, we're supposed to have been two, myself and Kaspar Nodir. So when you check to say if you take him out, someone is not available. Free State is a very small province. It has only 30 members, we minus 11. We are left with 17 members in the legislature who must then share themselves in 7 committees of the legislature. So we'll not have a quorum. That's why he did not come. He's attending Public Accounts Committee meeting. So I'm just making an example to say there are other issues. But if we get this commitment from provinces to say, and also maybe Office of the Chief Whip, to say that they would impress upon provinces to understand and prioritize this. Not that other programs are not important, you see. Because this thing, it was supposed to have happened so many years ago, actually. So someone decided to be more important than this, all these other things. So, but it's fine. So I just wanted to appeal to say if we can impress upon our legislatures to make sure that people do come. You know, when I was coming to this meeting, the Secretary of the Legislature says to me, you see, you are wasting another day, you are supposed to have gone and run a BGM somewhere. That meeting is not going to correct. People are somewhere else. I'm just saying, practically speaking, other people are having this reality that some are doing this and whatever. So in an endeavor to make sure that we succeed, we should, as a matter of fact, today say to people, definitely on this particular day, whether it's the 10th, the 9th, the 8th, the 7th, whatever date should be communicated when we go out of this meeting, to say possible date that we agree to is this one, whilst formal communication would come and confirm.
Okay, can I then ask him, please, can we say Thursday? We're coming back. Yes. they will then say to Dr. Edwin Conroy, he must speak strongly to the chief whip, just to impress that we would want to have everybody here on Thursday at the same time. And we'd want to again see the FFC. I'm not sure whether the, as I said, the recuperating chairperson, I mean, also flying up and down would also have its own impacts on his own health. And let's thank him for coming, but I'm just saying Thursday then. Can we then agree that Thursday, but also, we don't want to take a decision for Thursday. We will take a decision on Thursday if people don't come. Madam Mamswin.
Thank you, Jefferson. No, I'll try to send somebody because my committee is sitting on Thursday to consider something else, but we're also going to have this briefing. So I'll see. If I can postpone, I'll be here, but if I can't, then I'll send something.
So what it then means is that this program as it is now changes. We will have to decide when we're briefing provinces and so on and so on and so on and so on. You know, this is the only time in my entire period here as chairperson where I've just discussed this. I've never been involved in this kind of a discussion. I am not able to handle this kind of a discussion. I don't like this kind of a discussion. It's just problematic. Now, let's then also then agree on Thursday. The first thing we shall have to do then is just to deal with the money bill. I'm saying, can everybody then go back and read this submission from the people's budget? So that when they come in on Thursday, we'll then allow them to talk through this, but also having looked at the submission. You know, sometimes people always have, I'm not sure whether they will allow us to take this back now. Because sometimes it's always nice to give people this shock treatment. And sometimes people would say, we're seeing this document for the first time. We have not applied our minds really to the document. So I'm just pleading with them. What would you want to say? Should we give it back to you, or do you want us to take it with us until Thursday so that we just go through it and then make your work easy on Thursday and then proceed to engage? I'm not sure you're agreeing to two things.
Chairperson will be happy if members are clear on what we're saying.
And then, just sorry for the circumstances. Let's then have a look at the document. And then Thursday, I think the first discussion we must have on Thursday, therefore, is this one of the money bill, Advocate Jenkins. I don't think it's going to be problematic. It's a 75. I am not sure. After this meeting, I'll just have to have a word with them whether they're proposing some amendments to the bill as is, and so on, so that if they are proposing amendments, what are those issues they are raising, so that we, in fact, Advocate Jenkins, myself and them, let's just have a chat here now after this meeting, so that if they don't have any amendments fundamental to make, we'll just have to look at that. And I saw somebody, Madam Robinson.
Yes, Chair, I'm going to have to rearrange my schedule as well, which is not easy. I just wanted to check on the time. Will we be starting at 10 o'clock? So that we want to do everything else that was planned before 10 o'clock, okay?
Mr. Dr. Edwin Conroy, what's your commitment? Say. Let me thank everybody for coming. Mariette and everybody else, liaison officers, I mean, that's where we are for now. I've just said all the liaison offices, so that let's just be on our toes, please. Let's be on our toes. Let's assist very much. Can I, having again, thank you very much,
Thank you.
Can I have then the gentleman from the People's Budget and Advocate Jenkins just coming over here so that we just talk about it?